Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. We are up to Siv Zayin, the second to last line on page Kufayin Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 346. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Lo hayo lo kamon shochuk mi eres Shabbos lo yishchakenu. We said one of the things that you do for the meal on Shabbos is you're allowed to put the kamon on, which is a spice that's there for helping the healing. So if a person does not have the kamon that's ground up from before Shabbos, you cannot grind it up on Shabbos. Elo lois b'shinov. Rather, you would have to chew it up with your teeth, and that's the way you would grind it. If you do not mix together from before Shabbos wine and oil to place on the wound, you should not mix them today on Shabbos. Rather, you should place each one individually. So here the Mechaber is discussing two different things they used to do for refuah. If they were not prepared before Shabbos, what you do. So when it comes to the kamon, you would have to grind it with your teeth. And when it comes to the wine and the oil, you would put them on independently instead of mixing them together first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Chav Gimel, kamon shachuk, v'adayin hu kodem hamila. You did not grind up the kamon from before Shabbos, and now you're standing on Shabbos before the mila. Kamoshi yisbar, like will be explained. Sivkaton Chav Dalet lo yishchakenu. You cannot grind it now on Shabbos. The machshirei mila einam dochem es haShabbos, because the preparatory stages of mila are not going to be docha Shabbos. V'alkein, and therefore, in v'efshelo lelaso b'shinov tidocha hamila. If you're not able for some reason to grind it with your teeth, you would have to push off the mila till after Shabbos. V'lav dafka shchika shehi malacha. This is not specifically referring to the actual grinding of the kamon. That's a malacha that you can't do on Shabbos. Ela afilu lahavi kamon derech mavui she'ein meshut of nami aser. But it's also to bring the kamon. It's aser to bring the kamon from a mavui that is not part of the shituf. That's also going to be aser kedul el sivov. V'chein lo yomar. You also should not say omul oso. Let me do the mila first. Ulukeshe yitzdarich achakach l'samim mona mishum sakana. And then when I need these spices afterwards because of the sakana eshchok, then I will grind them. To pikuach nefesh docha shabbos. You'll say to yourself that will be then be to pikuach nefesh docha shabbos. So I'll do the mila first. Then the baby will be in a state of sakana, and then I'll be allowed to grind up the kamon. You cannot do that. The keva and the alshav yodea, since now you know, sheyev shalo below some madam achar mila, that it's not possible to do the mila, to not need these spices after the mila, mutav tidocha hamila velo yovi atzmahu dechil Shabbos, it's better to push the mila off till after Shabbos, rather than do it on Shabbos and place yourself in a situation that you're going to need to be mechal Shabbos. Kevan shehoya evshar lohochin me'esmo, this is all because you could have done it and you should have done it from before Shabbos. Vidai, you should know. If you did the mila in all innocence, you didn't realize till afterwards that you didn't have the kamon. For sure, you could bring it even to Rosh Hashanah, and you for sure can grind it up, because once you do the mila, so now the baby's in a state of sakana. Of course, you are allowed to do these isur daraisa. Umikomakom im efshalo lishanos b'chol zeh mibli shiagia mizeh hezek lachol atzar lishanos. However, if you are able to do a shinui in any of these things without delaying any time to cause any risk of damage to the chola, you would have to do a shinui kamoshen esbar b'simin shinchav ches sif yud beis. So here the Mishabu in the last point is saying, if you did the mila, you didn't realize you didn't have the kamon, so then obviously you could be mechal Shabbos to prepare the kamon. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Yudzayin, he writes, Hu hadin im avar umolu. It's lav dafka that you did the mila without realizing you didn't have it, then you chapped afterwards. The same thing would be if you did the wrong thing. Like we said before, you should not do the mila if you don't have the kamon prepared and you can't prepare it with your teeth. You should not have done it, but you did it anyway, so you were over and you did it. After ovid isura bazeh, even though you did an isur by doing this mila, afilu hachi mutter ata l'chala, but still after the fact, once you did the mila b'isur, now you have a baby b'sakana, so you can't be mechal Shabbos. The mikom makom ata b'kuach Pikuach Nefesh Hu La'atinok. L'maisa, right now, you place the baby in a state of sakana, so obviously you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you didn't realize, you didn't have the kamon that was shachuk, and they did the mila, you realized it afterwards, then you could do it. But even if you did realize it, and you should not have done the mila, and you did the mila anyway, that also will be grounds afterwards, once the baby is besakana, to then grind it up and do whatever you have to do to get the medication for the baby. Sifkaton Chavhei, the Mishnah Berurah is moving on to the second point of the Mechaber, which is the mixture of the wine and oil that should have been done from before Shabbos. And you can't make that mixture on Shabbos, so rather you would put each one on independently. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chavhei, Litin Aleha, Kach Hayu Regilin. This was the normal way. Vehi Refuah, it is for healing reasons. Shema Arvin, Vitorfin, Bekara, Yayin, Veshemin, Kederach, Shatorfin, Beitza, Bekara. They used to mix together and beat in a bowl wine and oil like the way they beat an egg in a bowl. So the same way you beat up an egg, they used to beat up the wine-oil mixture to use it for refuah. Sifkaton chavav lo ya'arvim. You cannot do that on Shabbos. Rather, you'll put each one on individually. Pirish. The aser la'arvim bika'ara. You're not allowed to mix the wine and the oil together in a bowl. Elanosnim zeb ifnei asmo al mokam amaka. Rather, you'll put one of them on its own on the place of the wound. Vezeb ifnei asmo al mokam amaka. And then you'll place the other one in that same place of the wound, and they'll mix up together in the wound. Va'od yesh lafarish et harvayu bika'ara. Or we could say a different shot over here, even though you can't mix it, but you could put each individually, not on the wound, but inside the bowl. Elanosnim zeb ifnei asmo, you just put each one in the bowl independently. Velo yarvin biyadayim, you don't mix it together with your hands. Elo im yisarvu yisarvu, if they mix together, they mix together. V'ayim biralacha. So you have two pshatim, either you put the wine on the wound and the oil on the wound and they automatically mix together in the wound, or the pshat is that you can put the wine in the bowl and you can put the oil in the bowl, you just can't mix it and beat it the way you normally do, but whatever it gets mixed together on its own, so that's what you can do, and then you'll put it on the wound. Sivkaton chav zayin, we said, el yitin kol echo levado, Kasa Beis Yosef, de l'shar cholim nami aser la'ariv. This iser of mixing together the oil and the wine for refuah is not only by a baby that's having a mila, by other cholim as well. The ayinu b'ralocha de al yidei shinui l'kuya mashari, the b'ralocha brings down that if you do it through a shinui, according to everyone, it would be permissible. Continues the mechaber vaitis of ches. Ein osen lo chaluk. After the mila is done, they used to place some kind of garment that was made to cover the makom hamila, to keep the mila in place, but you cannot make that chaluk on Shabbos. That would be creating a kli. Rather, you would wrap the mila, the makom hamila, with a rag. If you don't have a rag, and you have to bring it from somewhere else, so korech al etzba'o, you'll wrap it around your finger first, derech malbush, as if you're wearing it, lishanos miderech hotzah b'chol, to do a shinui from the normal way of carrying it out during the week, umevi derech chatzar acheras afilu lo nishtatfu yachad. And then you could bring it through a chatzar that did not have a shituf, and that's okay because you're wearing it derech malbush. So the Mechaber says, although you're not allowed to make the choluk, you should put on a smartut, a rag. If you don't have a rag, you have to carry it through an area that you're not allowed to carry. So then you wrap it around your hand, and therefore that's a shinui, and that way it's okay to carry in this place where it is and only an issa d'rabbana to carry. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chavches, choluk, ke'ein kis dochuk. Sha'osim, this is some kind of pocket, some kind of garment that's tight that they make. Umechasim rosh hagid ad ha'atara, and they cover the top of the gid, the mokom hamila, up to the atara. V'kosher sham, and they tie it there, shalo yachzor ha'or lechasos hagid. So the skin that was pulled back should not fall down and cover the gid again. Sevkatan chavtes vi'im, we said, if you do not have the smartut, you don't have the rag, Afilu noda ze kodem hamila. Even if you realize you don't have it before the mila, ein dochen hamila bifnei ze, we would not push off the mila for this reason, and you can carry it wrapped around your finger through a chatzar acheres of katan lamed, aval derech rishis harabim osir. But to carry this smartut this way wrapped around your finger through a real rishis harabim would be osir, kevan she'eno derech malbush mamish, since even though it's a shinui from the normal way of carrying it, but it's not really the way you normally wear it, and therefore in a rishis harabim, which is the raisa, that will be forbidden. But through a carmelis, the Yeraba leans to the side of saying it's mutter, like we say over here, by the chotzer shalom nishtatfu. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sivtes, Bizman chach meha gemara. In the olden days, in the times of the Gemara, im lo hayu rochatzim es havlad lifnei hamila, if they did not wash with hot water the baby before the mila, ula achar hamila, and after the mila, ubiom shlishi la mila, and on the third day of the mila, b'mayim chamin hayim mesukan. It would be dangerous. It was absolutely necessary to wash with hot water before the mila, after the mila, and on day three of the mila. Lefichach niskeku lichtov mishpatu kishachalios b'Shabbos. Therefore, they had to write all the discussions of the halachos for when it fell out on Shabbos. However, v'ha'idna lo nagu b'rechitza klal. But nowadays, we're not knowing to the rechitza by the bris mila at all. V'dino lirchos b'Shabbos imratzu kedin rechitzas kol adam. And if you want to wash the baby before or after the mila on Shabbos, it would have the same din of rechitza for a regular person. It's not considered a sakana, and therefore those dinim from the times of the Gemara do not apply nowadays. The Rama writes, "Uvim medinos elu in our medinos nohogin l'rochta l'fnei hamila b'chamin shuhuchmu me'esmol." So the minhag is, in fact, to wash them, says the Rama, but we wash them before the mila with hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. Ula achar hamila b'motzei Shabbos. And we wash them also after the mila, but we wait till after Shabbos. So we don't do any chilul Shabbos for the bathing. V'chein yim hayo yom shlishi l'milasel b'Shabbos. And also in the case where the third day of the mila came out on Shabbos, v'roem sheyesh tzorach l'rochtzo, and we see going towards Shabbos that it's going to need to be washed on Shabbos, mechinim chamim mivod yom. We prepare the hot water from before Shabbos, v'rochatzim also b'Shabbos, and we bathe the child on Shabbos with the water that was heated before. So we wash all three times, but we avoid any Yisurei Shabbos. The one before the mila, when mila is on Shabbos, we do before Shabbos the heating up, and we wash after Shabbos, the washing after the mila. And if the third day of the mila is on Shabbos, and we see that we're going to need it, so we would prepare the water to heat it up before Shabbos. The chozem min astam. This is all a stam regular case. Aval imroim sheish lochosh l'sakana. But obviously, if we see that there's a concern for a sakana, im lo yirchatzu oso achar amila, if we don't wash the baby right after the mila when the mila is on Shabbos, bevaday mutter l'rochto l'chalal Shabbos. For sure, you can wash the baby with hot water. Mimulchal Shabbos to get the hot water. Midei dahave ashar cholosh sheish v'sakana. Just like any other case of cholosh sheish v'sakana. So even though the Rama says what we do is we wait till after Shabbos to bathe the baby in the hot water, but if you see Shabbos morning after the Bris Mila, there's a sakana, so obviously you'll be allowed to heat up water, be'isser, to place it on the wound like any other Chilul Shabbos that we do for a Chol HaSheish B'Sakana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, that's going on the Mechaber that said, nowadays we're not knowing to Rechitza at all. Dinishtanu hatvoim. Because our natures have changed. It used to be a sakana. Now the nature of the human being has changed and therefore it's no longer a sakana. So if Katan Lamabez goes on the Ramah, Umebedinoseinu elu, Kolomar, what the Ramah means to say is, Dimimikomoseinu afki eina vlad masukun kolka kamobi imehim. Even though it's true, like the Mechaber says, that nowadays the baby is not in a state of sakana like it was in the olden days, achein al kol ponim tzarech gadol yesh b'davar. But still, zakta mishabura lefi the Ramah, there is a tzarech gadol to bathe the baby in hot water before and after and on the third day. Lefikach al rechitza shekodem hamila hinicho adina de gemara shemutu l'rochtzo b'chamin shehuchamu me'esmo. Therefore, when it comes to the rechitza before the mila, they relied on the ikar hadin of the gemara that you can wash with hot water that was heated up from before Shabbos. Ula'achar hamila enk peida imyatinu ad motzei Shabbos. And after the mila, there is absolutely no peida if we wait to bathe the baby until motzei Shabbos. Sivkatan lamid gimel. Now, he's going on that with that which the Ramah said, that we wash the baby before the mila with the water that was heated up before, and we wash the baby after the mila on Motzei Shabbos with the water that's heated up after Shabbos. But in all these cases, v'yizor shelo yashre sadim b'mayim. You have to make sure in all these cases that you're not soaking any sheet in water. D'shriyaso hikibuso, the soaking of the sheet would be the kibus. But through a guy placing the sheet in the water, it could be that one could be lenient. Besides the soaking of the sadin, you also have to make sure that you don't squeeze it out. If you prepared the hot water from before Shabbos and it spilled, you can ask a guy to bring hot water that was heated up on Shabbos for a guy. But you can't ask a guy to go ahead and heat up water for the mila. A baby that was sick and then he got healed, and his bris milah was pushed off beyond the eighth day. So oser hatashbeis lamulu biyom chamishi. When you're choosing a day to do the milah, when the refuah comes, so you can't choose to do the milah on Thursday. Deshemi yitzdarchu l'chalal Shabbos ala biyom shishi l'milaso. Because the concern is you have to be l'chalal Shabbos possibly the third day of the milah. So though if the milah actually, the yom shmini falls out on Thursday, then we would just do it, obviously. But if the milah is really delayed anyway because the baby was sick, and now you're picking a day to do it after the choli passes, don't pick a Thursday, because then you will very likely have to be l'chalal Shabbos on the third day. But the Shach and the Magen Avraham say, once the Choli goes away, you could do the Milah, even if it's on a Thursday, which possibly will lead to Chil Shabbos 3 days later. And so too, the Yerabba agrees to be Matir. We don't delay the Mitzvah at all. Once we're able to do it, we do it right away. Sivkotan La Medalid. This is going on that which he says, that if you see that coming into the third day, which is Shabbos, he's going to need to be washed without water, you prepare the water before Shabbos. Mechinim chamim. Mashma din lohe chinu. It's mashma that if they didn't prepare the water before Shabbos, osr lohochim al yidei eno Yehudi. There's no way to heat it up on Shabbos, even through a goy. De'ein machzikim also bestama l'chola rak l'mitzar k'tas. Because nowadays we don't assume the baby's going to be a chola, we assume he's just going to be in pain, and therefore it's not grounds to ask a goy to heat up the water. However, im harofei omer shetzarech, if a doctor sees that he actually needs the hot water, bevadei en l'hachmir b'zeh, once again, that would be a sakana, so of course you would heat up the water and do whatever you need to do on Shabbos. Sevkatan lamedhei ulachalov haShabbos, that's going on the last point of the Ramah. That again, any situation that you see, it could be a sakana. If you don't wash the baby, it will be mutter to wash him and be mechal Shabbos. Hainu afilu lahochim ba'atzmo, zaktam b'shabur and lamed hey, even to heat up the water yourself to save the baby's life when he gets into a state of sakana, obviously that will be mutter. We'll stop here and continue the next shir, mitzvah Shem, with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shir on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shir, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.